Warning. Warning.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show, determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the Whippy. The Whippy.
Yo! Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are on an active war against bullshit. We would do anything and everything to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the means. So if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept that, then fuck off. I'm your host, Louis B. I takes no shits from nobodies. I actually expose the bullshit of society, and I chop it up into nice, easy-to-digest chunks for you. Today won't be any different. Today, I'm going to be doing something that I haven't done in years on this show. News and commentary. Where I read the news that fucking matters to me, and I give my take on it. Seems simple enough? Let's go. But first, P-P-A-P.
I have a pen. I have an apple.
Apple pen. I have a pen. I have pineapple. Pineapple pen. Apple pen. Pineapple pen. Pen, pineapple, apple, pen. Shake it.
Pen, pineapple, apple, pen.
Alrighty. Just want to get this show started on the right foot. I'm pretty sure everyone saw the debate on Monday, and no one won in my book. Not one damn. No, I give no fucks. None of them won. Trump is a loser. I mean, the scandals that Trump has. I mean, like, I don't understand how anybody who is a libertarian or any type of conspiracy theorist like me could want to be with who would want Trump as a president. And on the other side, you know, this is the same fucking argument we had with Obama. And I don't care what they say, Obama has done a horrible, horrible, horrible job. Horrible. The thing is with Hillary, the fact of the matter is she stole the election from Bernie Sanders. And it was admitted that she stole it from Bernie Sanders. In fact, I forgot that lady's name, she had to step down from the DNC. And everyone knew she stole it from Bernie Sanders. And honestly, up until recently, I could not find that one damn Well, okay, no, that's a lie. I could only find one damn Hillary supporter. And the fact is, you know, what, does everyone ignore that any reporter that has questioned Hillary mysteriously died? I mean, it's happened so many times, it's almost fucking comical at this point. I mean, again, say what you will about Trump. I think Trump is more in it for the money. But honestly, I think Trump is a fucking... is a Trojan horse. I mean, I think this will be the first election in a long time that the ruling elite, the New World Order, the Bilderbergs, the CFR, whoever you want to say is running this world, is actually going to let us choose who our enslaver is. This will possibly be the first election that they don't have to mess with, because they actually got both sides to fuck the people on their fucking payroll. They doubled down this time. In fact, I would say they tripled down, because, I mean, look at the third party. It's like, no. No. Like, Gary, no. You're not libertarian. Like, you want to force vaccinations? You want to force people to vaccinate their kids? I mean, that's one major thing. Like, Gary. Why, Gary? You were supposed to be cool. But no, he's like the dude, he's doing interviews with his tongue out like an asshole. Like, no, Gary. Just because you're a libertarian and you feel you can do everything doesn't mean you have to act like an asshole. Like, please. Yeah, okay, Trump's a pussy. Good, yes. I don't mind. But being a complete motherfucking lunatic. Ah, fuck, Gary. Gary. Stop it. Then you got Jill Stein. Bitch, how the fuck are you supposed to get elected if you keep getting your ass arrested? Fucking pick your battles. Be fucking smart. Stop the shit. Please, Jill. Learn some Schneinge. But then again, Jill is not a libertarian, so, I mean, it's like, fuck. Don't get me wrong, I like Jill Stein. I like Jill Stein better than fucking Bernie Sanders. Like, fuck. Like, goddamn it. So, it's like, oh, man. Pineapple pan. So, oh god, we're fucked. I tell you, we're fucked. So, I mean, look, it's just like it. Oops, hold on, let me. There we go. So. Fuck it. I'm putting the Saitama One Punch Man fight theme. Fuck you. I don't give no shits. I mean, look, it's really time for us to fight. It's really time for us to fight. And this whole fucking divide with fucking Black Lives Matter. I mean, it's a fucking divide. It is. It's a fucking divide. Because the cops are brutal to everyone. Like, end police brutality. I mean, just, and don't get me wrong, I've seen white privilege. I know what fucking white privilege looks like. Hell, in my own personal life, I've experienced white privilege. Like, when you got one chick screaming, oh my god, he's like some white girl telling me, he's stalking me. Fuck. And people believe her? Even when you got proof that you're not, but that's proof that you are stalking her, because you would. Why would you have proof that you're not stalking her? Like, shit. White privilege is when you rape a chick and you only do 3 months in jail for something you should be doing at least 20 years for. What privilege? What privilege? Like, if you're a white person and you're fucking up in this country, you really got to give yourself, you got to sit yourself down, look yourself in the mirror, have yourself a good rap, realize you dumb fucked up, because this country is made for you to fucking succeed. Hell, you know, I got to fuck, I'm busting my balls literally working three freaking jobs, just so I could try to save up some money. So that way I could pay for shit. So that way I could try to earn more, put me in a position to earn more money. Freaking pulling myself by my own bootstraps, trying to get my shit shit together. And you got people that got it like, oh shit. Like, I've heard comics say jokes, make jokes, I mean, and you know, it's an exaggeration, of course, but, I mean, in fact, hold on, I'm gonna call him out. This is comedian, I like him a lot, no homo, Conrad Roth. He has this joke where he went for a job interview. He didn't know what the job was, but apparently he got it, and he already got, like, 3 weeks vacation and a freaking advance and shit. I said it wrong because I don't know it word for word because I don't steal freaking people's jokes. But look up Conrad Roth; he's hilarious. White privilege. Like, I don't honestly, I don't know what's gonna have to change. I mean, the only thing where we have to start is getting the government out of certain shit. Enforce the laws that we have on the books. I mean, I other than that, how the fuck do you cure racism? I don't know. You sure can't fucking force people to accept others. You can't. I mean, part of the solution has to be we cut this fucking ghetto shit. Like, and that goes for my people, too. I mean, shit, I'm starting to see it, and it's pissing me off. Like, how the fuck are you getting pissed off with someone that has fucking, that has smarts? That knows shit. Like, celebrating ignorance. And I see this shit everywhere. Maybe that's what it is. Stop celebrating ignorance. Stop fucking celebrating mediocre. Maybe that's where it is. That's where the fucking problem. Stop being fucking mediocre. And I think point out the actual blocks, people blocking you because of your race and shit. It's like, I don't know. Is this music too sappy? I don't know. Comment in the chat room or send me an email, crouchoutradio@yahoo.com. Got someone listening. How you doing? So, anyways, let me go through my timeline, shit that I posted during the week. Anyways, yeah, I'm such an undateable curmudgeon that my dog is my emergency contact. He's like, yes, this is dog. What happened? Ah, fuck him. So, yeah. I try to keep myself in check. I really do. I mean, that goes with me being a Virgo. Like, honestly, as much as people like smacking me down or try to keep me in check, doesn't compare to the shit I say to myself and smack myself down when I know I fucked up. So it amazes me that I worry that I will never get married. I've been single for 10 years already. It was never up to me. So, Yeah, and I think it's adorable when I say I don't want kids, assuming that someone wants me to impregnate them. Stay woke! And also, I want to let you guys in on I want you guys to peep some game right now. We Latinos are hanging back while you whites and blacks fight it out. We're out here making our money and making sure we're getting all the free samples at Costco. Stay woke! Facts. On a serious note. On a very special Crotch Shot Radio. Remember that kid? You probably seen that meme going around. Tamar Boggs. He was 15, chased a car on his bike for 15 minutes. Which honestly sounds like bougie. Because I can't keep up. I can't even keep up with someone walking on a bike. No, I'm just kidding. So, 15 minutes to save a 5-year-old girl who was snatched up from in front of her yard in Pennsylvania. You've probably seen it. It was a real story. Apparently, this kid just committed armed robbery. Someone on a comment that on the thread said, if anyone deserves a conviction like that commuted, it's him. And look, mind you, because I know I'm going to get some dumbasses like, he's racist. If this asshole was white, black, whatever, no. Just because you do the right thing one day doesn't mean you could commit armed robbery the next. The fuck you talking about? So how many good deeds do I have to do to murder someone? How many good deeds does the cause have to do to sweep all those rapes under the rug? Like, what do you even mean? It's like, I'm sorry. It's not like you're collecting credit by doing good deeds, so that way you could do some fucked up shit, so that way nothing could happen to you. No, you're a good person because you have to be a good person. You do the right thing because it's the right thing to do, not because you're gonna get fucking rewarded for it. Freaking, they call it the straight and narrow for a reason. Being a hero is, like, look at the comics. Being a hero is hard. It's a thankless job. You do the right thing because you're a fucking human. And then you do armed robbery on someone? Because you're too much of a cocksucker to fucking get a goddamn job and try to fucking work hard? Or continue, it's too hard to do the right thing. Yeah, well, enjoy hell for years in jail, bitch. Armed robbery. How fucking dare you? How fucking dare you? And I bet his lawyer even used... Well, he saved a little girl. Yeah. So what? So fucking what? You know, honestly, when it came to those to the debates, I just wish they tore each other apart, because honestly, this whole fucking election feels like a fucking C-SPAN meets Alien versus Predator. Whoever wins, we lose. In fact, we already lose. We can't even go lose elsewhere. We gotta stay here and lose. I'm going to move to Canada. Alright, well, you can't have a pit bull in Canada. Can't have a pit bull in Canada, and your fucking prime minister up there is giving another country $200 million to fucking rebuild their economy? Like, my balls, my nigga. Where the fuck that came from? Where the fuck that came from? Like, my fucking balls. Really? Really? Motherfuckers, you can't even barely pay for your own healthcare system, but you got 200 mil just burning a goddamn hole in your pocket to fix a nut. Like, dude, Canada, Iraq is not your responsibility. It's ours, tell you the truth. Like, why are you, Justin Trudeau, why are you screwing over your own people? That's like how fucking pissed off I am that the U.S. is freaking giving billions to Israel. Not that I'm against Israel. Israel should defend itself. But Israel don't need us. They don't fucking need us. I'm pretty sure they could kick ass on their own. Like, honestly, if you want to give money, fine, it's all fine and dandy. But I think that billions of dollars could have been well spent fixing our water problem over here in Michigan. Fixing our infrastructure. I mean, what happened to that train you fucking promised, Obama? What happened to that motherfucking high-speed train? Why are we having a crumbling infrastructure? You know, the infrastructure is one of the fucking responsibilities of the maintaining of our fucking infrastructure is the responsibility of the federal government. It is in the Constitution, and they're not even goddamn doing it. But we're just going to give billions of dollars away. Like, we're like over, what, $19 trillion in debt? And now this Friday, the fucking, we're facing another government shutdown? Like, what the fuck? What the fuck? We are fucked. Do you understand? With these stupid assholes fucking running, both of them, and idiots went like, oh, well, she's a woman. It's time for a woman. Well, okay, fine. I agree. It's time to have a woman. How's about that? Yes, it's time to have a woman. But when there was a very fantastic candidate, Cynthia McKinney, when she was running in 2008 under the Green Party, nobody paid her no fucking mind. They were like, she's crazy. Like, y'all not even paying attention to fucking Jill Stein. Like, what the fuck? Like, honestly, you could explain away all the Hillary shit, but she still has way too many scandals. Too much shit. Like, honestly, we got people out there that is like, if multiple women came out and said, he raped me, you're ready to believe them. He's like, even if it's found out that he didn't do nothing, you still won't trust the motherfucker because, oh, why would all these people come out against you? You got so much shit coming out on Hillary, coming out on Trump. Oh, yeah, no, that's fine. There's going to be a race war. Either way. Hillary hates women. Hillary really hates minorities. One of her mentors and best friends was a fucking racist. Freaking Trump's father was a fucking member of the KKK. Shit. Like, honestly. Ranting. Like, honestly, we're fucked. I'm just gonna, my fuck you vote, and I hope everyone fucking does this. I challenge everyone that listens to this show, write in somebody. Hell, I'm writing in Ron Paul. I want everyone to write in Ron Paul. He's not gonna win, but I want it to be a humongous fuck you to the establishment. Like, a fucking humongous fuck you saying, we're not fucking brainwashed, we're not gonna fall for whatever fucking bullshit you put in front of us. We're not. Like, who the fuck you think you're trying to play? And alright, so moving on. Congress did something that fucking surprised the shit out of me. They overridden a veto that would allow 9/11 families, 9/11 victims' families, to sue Saudi Arabia. Why would Obama veto that?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he's in the pocket of the Saudi royals, like Hillary?
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe that we might finally find out some shit. We shake the tree loose a little bit. We find out about Able Danger. We'll find out the truth about who planned and carried out. We may be able to find the money. Hmm? What are you afraid of, baby? What are you afraid of that we might find out, baby? So, yeah, today the 97-1 vote in the Senate and the 348-77 vote in the House displayed the enduring power of the September 11 families in Washington and the diminishing influence of the Saudi government. Like, look, that is the one thing I agree. That's one of the some of the things I agree with Trump. We need to start kicking out these fucking special interest groups. These groups that are not, like, honestly, I would kick out a lot of these fucking groups that are not libertarian. That are not for the best interests of this country. Why are we putting up with this shit? Why is Monsanto? Why are we even talking about Monsanto? But you know what? As an American, I'm fucking proud of a lot of us right now because the organic industry is growing. People are saying we're not gonna have no genetic modified shit. You're not gonna fuck us. We're gonna freaking buy freaking local. Like, look, whenever there's a fucking farmer's market, it is packed, and I'm like, hell yeah. Because not only are they supporting local government, they're giving a big fuck you to these GMO fucking mass Franken food fucking industry fucking places. We don't want that shit no more. We don't want your cancer. You're gonna have to try to kill us a different way. We'll figure it out. Don't worry. I really do feel that there is an awakening going on. Look, obviously, it's gonna take a while. Because you know what? The fact that you see people actually engaged in the political process, they sense something is wrong. They are getting more and more involved because they sense something is wrong. They're misguided. In the words of JC, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. And why the hell am I quoting the Bible? What's wrong with me? Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. We'll get there. All this fucking racist shit will stop. People stop being so damn sensitive. We'll be back to calling each other faggot and laughing about it and not meaning anything by it and having a fun time and being bros and being, yeah. This whole fucking tribal bullshit will end. Cause really, when it comes down to it, you just gotta. Like, honestly, people are just afraid to love. That's what it is. People are afraid to love their brother. Love their sister. Because they view it as a sign of weakness. Like, I can't even understand being a gangster. Like, being a thug or just being like that. Like, honestly, I was a very angry person. Like, I still got some rage in me, don't get me wrong, but the fact is, I used to fucking dwell on shit. Shit that I couldn't change. Going into useless battles. Why?
So. Anyways. Yep. Got Apocalypse saying Trump 2016. Trump's an idiot. Like, honestly, he won't know what the fuck to do. He'll get some advisors like he does, and he'll pick the wrong advisor, and that'll be like a fucking New World Order fucking plant. And be like, oh yeah, it's a good idea to, like, fuck up everybody and let's start genetically freaking killing niggas. So, you know. That's probably what will happen. That's, It is scary. It is scary. This election is scary. There is no one. We got no saviors. It's up to us. It's up to us. It's up to us to finally, like, I hope whoever fucking gets in office pisses us off to the point that we do revolt. Pisses us off to the point where it's like, you know what? Hey, guess what? Louis was right. These conspiracy theorists were right. Fuck. It's time to kick some ass. I ain't no fucking Bernie, bro. Either dick, Capocles. Fucking Bernie. We can't even fuck Bernie. Bernie wanna take my whole fucking paycheck and tell me to go fuck myself. No, but that's the thing, though. He's only, Trump is only a nationalist, America first type of guy. All others are progressives, open border globalists who will you know what? No, because, you know, first of all, Trump is a Trojan horse. Trump is a Trojan horse. He's a globalist. He is a globalist. Undercover globalist trying to trick everybody. Be like, ha-ha, psych. So. Okay, well, here's the thing. The only way, like, he commented, 800,000 visas were let in last year for high-end tech jobs. We are fucking doomed unless something is reversed. Yeah, how's about we fucking worry about, if we're so worried about losing our high-tech jobs, how's about we freaking get the educational level up so that way we have people that were Americans that are qualified to fill those? But right now, we're in the shit. Mostly because of fucking this liberal fucking bullshit in colleges that screw over men and fucking discourage men and boys from even pursuing higher education because we're always getting fucked in the ass. Figuratively. Always saying, oh, you got a penis, you're a bigot. You know, shit like that. I mean, I experienced it when I went to college. Fucking one of my professors, she's talking about how she used to have sex with young guys when she was teaching English. And I'm like, this is medical vocabulary class. What the fuck does this have to do? Oh, my boyfriend's sexy. He looks like Thor. And I'm like, I don't look like Thor. What the fuck does that mean? This is like, and I called her out on it. First thing she tried to do, she tried to get me kicked out of school for sexually harassing her. Luckily, those classes were fucking recorded, and my other female classmates, they stuck up for me. But that's the shit that goes on in higher education. Oh, Johnson is a huge, goofy, fake-ass libertarian. I said that up top. Like, fuck fucking Johnson. Like, fuck. Like, freaking listen to the beginning of the show. I gave Johnson his, like, fucking crazy-ass motherfucker. Like, He wants to fucking force. He wants the government. He thinks it's okay for the government to fucking force vaccinate people. Suck a dick. I'm pro nobody right now. I'm pro me. Vote Louis B. Shit. Freaking. You know what? I think is it too early for me to. In 2021, I'm running for president. That's it. Fuck it. Why not? 2021, I'm running for president. Start my own damn party. The working title right now is the D's Nuts political party. And I'm gonna do so much shit that's gonna probably get me killed. Fuck it. So. Got 3 minutes left to the show. But, I think we covered a lot of shit. This just in. So. Oh, man. What are you gonna do? I don't know. But anyways, yeah. Hey, Apocalypse, any last words before I go? So, oh man, what else we got? Who's adding me? So, I'm trying to go through my
wall to see what I posted to tell you people.
Anyways, the background music you've been listening to was from the original soundtrack to the show One Punch Man. First song that I played in the first half was Saitama's theme. And the next one is Battle Extended. I feel like it adds something. I don't care what anybody thinks. I like One Punch Man. It's the shit. Makes me happy. So. Alright, well I gotta wake up early in the morning because I gotta go work one of my three jobs because you know what? Welfare is for pieces of shit, lazy motherfuckers. And I can make more money than what they would give me a month. Remember, always fucking bust your ass, grind, freaking bust your ass for what you want. Fight for it. And as always, from my house to your house. Mahalo.
That's the end of my show. Donk.